is where real and virtual motorsport meet. From the ITA studio, to the paddock, to the sim rig, pull up a chair, pour a drink. This is the Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex podcast.
It's a humble end of the Apex tonight with Bradley and Tyler back in the main studio and Rob Gregoire joining us as always from the North Pole in Canada. And just the three of us, it's a three-way tonight, Rob. A pleasure to have you here. Both of yous after last week, not having either of you. It's about a year. I mean, it's Nashville in IndyCar. It's a year since we were all together in the same space in Nashville. For that,
I've been thinking a lot about it.
Yeah, that was such a good
well, fondly or not fondly?
What? Very fondly. I was just seeing, I saw like the practice today for Indy, yeah. And I was just kind of thinking about it. And I was like, I remember watching the cars go by there and then seeing some of the shots of the city. And then you start thinking about the bears and the good times.
Yeah, that was
a good. I checked the weather and it was hot as shit. Like, you know what? Fuck that place.
Yeah, it was really hot last year. That was the downside. But we had an outs. That was one of the top ones last year. It really was.
Just as far as the experience. Nightlife wise,
I do have a little bit of FOMO that we're not there this year, but obviously most IndyCar fans have seen that the course is going to change next year, and that it's going to be the finale. And I think that's a great thing. I think that's really smart because I mean, well, look what F1. I mean, street courses just seem to be what's in. And you said it yourself, Rob. It's probably cheaper than designing an entire course and getting people to come out to it. Out in the middle
exactly
of nowhere.
Right, bringing the race to people as opposed to people to the race.
Well, in this case, the new design, I mean, where the paddock is the last few years is where the new Tennessee Titans stadium is going to be built, so they were required to do some kind of change. It just was going to happen, but the changes that they're making, they're going to take the course next year in that finale closer into downtown Nashville, onto Broadway. And Broadway, for anybody that's been there or not, you know or don't, it's where all the honky tonk bars are. It's where the life is, and we saw.
Is it going to shut down that section?
No. So from the look of it,
reason why you would
so the footbridge, the track is going to run alongside or intersect with the pedestrian bridge that you walk over alongside the bridge where they race. So some certain places where we walked last year, for example. You guys remember the Florida Georgia line spot? That was a
where we saw somebody mortally wounded.
Well, it's right at the entrance of that pedestrian bridge, right?
Yeah, that street that's in front of that is going to feature the course next year, and it's going to hit kind of the edge of Broadway to the river. And you can pull up a map on IndyCar's social media, but that is the happening place, and I think that's critical.
I like that because
I don't know. I think that's a terrible idea.
No, you're wrong.
Here's my point of why that's great. We expended so much energy getting to the pedestrian bridge and then crossing it for the majority of the track to be across the little river over by the stadium. Now the majority of the track is going to be on the side of everything downtown.
You're wrong.
And then only they'll still go over the bridge, but instead of making the loop on the busy side, they'll make a loop on the side that they were mainly on.
Rob, you're wrong for a couple of reasons, and I mean, fight me if you need to.
Welcome to the Rob is Wrong, Here's Why podcast.
Reason number one, Bradley just nailed it.
The
paddock and the meat of the course. We're next to the Titan Stadium, which, you know, cool. That's the Titan Stadium. You can get up there and watch and that type of thing.
Which nobody was doing.
But what was over there? There was just some shitty hotel alongside the track. Barely any of the track went into downtown across the river. And folks, if you're not familiar with the area, pull up Google Maps right now. My old pastime. Browsing maps. I love it. But pull up downtown Nashville. Look for yourself. Look what's on one side of the river where this football stadium is and look on the other. All the bars, all the happening, it's on the city side.
Exactly. It's all based around music. So whenever you're at those bars, do you want to have everything being drowned out by indie cars going around?
Fucking yes,
no,
you do.
It's the thing. We went to the track and we got those sensations. And then when we went away, it's like
you just got over that bridge and into town, and you couldn't even tell the race was happening. Yeah.
Well, just here, live music, exactly. Live music at 9 in the morning. That now.
But
you're
exactly, Rob. Do, Rob, that's point number two.
It was the perfect segregation before. No. We were doing both.
No, that's point number two. That's point number two. That's exactly what the problem was when we were on the ground last year. Is I thought, I've never been to Nashville. I was really excited. I think a street course race takes over a city. Like, it needs, it's like the thing that's going on. No, I understand.
Not Nashville.
Well, Nashville's, I understand. I mean, I
yeah, Nashville is never going to be taken over by IndyCar.
But I want it to so bad, and it could
exactly. You could want it to, but whatever. Like, it's not going to happen. Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure at the bars we were the only twinks wearing IndyCar jerseys.
Nobody, hardly anybody.
Yeah, exactly. We looked like idiots.
Speak for yourself, Rob.
I know. I like that. I'm okay. Yeah.
I mean, we did fool some women into thinking we were actual IndyCar drivers, and it was too easy.
It was. Well, it's alcohol. Well, here's my question. Here's my question.
Bradley Quaaludes. If,
yeah.
Get him on the street corner in Nashville. Go to Tootsie's.
So here's my question, because we were blown away. It was our first time there, and we were just blown away by the atmosphere and the just energy of the place, especially Broadway. Would it be the same going back, you think? Would it be the same as us? Like, because honestly, me and Tyler personally, we had no concept of what downtown Nashville would be like.
Well, no, we didn't know. I
mean, so it kind of took me by surprise.
Yeah. Because we wouldn't waste any time. Right. Like, we'd know what to do.
I agree.
So you think it'd be better the second time?
Oh, for sure.
So we're going 2024.
I mean, fellas, we're going next year. It's the finale of IndyCar. It's a new circuit. We're going back.
It's basically in the fall.
It's later into the year. We're going.
So is it replacing Portland?
No, I don't know.
Or Laguna Seca.
I mean, they're going to just push it. They're going to move it around a bit. Right. I believe that's out there. But
okay.
I'm not going to let up on the topic of that town. I mean, when we were there last year, we were in the main part downtown, and I thought there would be a lot of IndyCar people like, oh, yeah, there's an IndyCar person or a jersey or whatever. And there was nothing. And nobody seemed to really understand that there was a massive event going on just across the river, just blocks away. And I'm like, we can at least do better than that.
Let's stick to North America here, Billy. If you could swap any IndyCar track to any other one, you got to take one off and swap it somewhere else. What would it be? Would Nashville be the one you take off?
No.
St. Pete would be the one I take off.
Well, I've not been there. I'm not going to say that.
Well.
Yeah, I can't say much. Yeah.
Portland.
Portland?
Fuck Portland.
No.
Yeah,
Oregon, fuck bunch Portland. Of weird people.
And where would you
move it to? Where would you move it to?
Watkins Glen.
Yeah, maybe Watkins Glen if it's feasible.
That would be a beautiful. I don't know why place. They don't race in Canada.
Coda?
Where F1 goes.
Like, no, not Coda.
It doesn't make any sense to me why they don't race there.
Something more grassroots roots than Coda.
I want to see him come to Montreal.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, it'd be phenomenal. It's just such a good. I love that track, and it sits there except for one weekend a year with a bunch of bicyclists on it. Like, come on.
Circuit Gilesville-Nouvelle.
Still, I'm not going to let this go. Let's say you're a bridesmaid in one of 50 bridal shower parties, whatever the or bachelorette parties, whatever the hell, in Nashville that we saw, and you're gone Broadway.
Baby shower.
You're like five daiquiris in on Broadway in Nashville,
and you're the pregnant
on a Saturday, and all of a sudden you hear deer down at the end of Broadway against the river. And you and all of the hens are like, what is that? Let's go check that out. And all of a sudden, you got 10 new IndyCar fans.
Okay, that's not how it's going to go down at all. They're going to be pissed. Like, why are these loud cars ruining my special day?
I can only hope that's what happens. Nobody cares about your second divorce.
I'm telling you, it's just that's not the way it would go down.
Is that actual audio of bachelorette parties being disturbed in Nashville next year? You hear that, Rob?
Yeah, shut up.
That's enough, Bradley. Thank you.
It's only funny if you do it longer than necessary. That's a bunch of clucking hens.
So that's what we're going to see in Nashville next year, apparently. Just a bunch of people like, I came here to hear Kid Rock and Chattahoochee.
Temple went down to Georgia for the 30th
time. Went down to Georgia.
The three of us are just going to be trying to listen to those sweet upshifts of the DeLauro chassis. And
I don't know. Rob's going to enjoy the country music. Because Rob becomes a regular Garth Brooks when he's in downtown Nashville.
Yes, he does.
Well, you guys should try it. You would have had a better time.
What do you mean?
What?
Molly?
Huh?
What?
Molly.
Weed on the street.
You guys want to do Molly? No.
Here's this a year ago. Here's Rob a year ago. There you go.
No.
You hear that?
Rob's singing and dancing. Yeah, Rob's
that's my voice dancing. Cutting out at the end because that was pretty much the moment that I lost it for a few weeks.
I'm pretty sure you were when you get excited, you just go, boo! I do it too now.
We do have a lot of footage of Rob in his element.
Yep. Devil went down to Georgia.
Yeah.
Passed out in bushes. I have a picture of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did.
I've got a video of Rob singing to Eminem.
Riding scooters.
Yeah.
Fond
memories.
A year ago today, guys, riding Uber scooters,
wild.
Lime scooters.
Rob spending $70 to go back, Uber back to the room to get his ID.
License.
Because it's the one place you can't get into anywhere without
anywhere.
Your ID.
We were like, I'm sure they'll just let you in. No, they don't.
No, that's not a thing.
It's the most strict place.
So how about that? Let's how about we all do a gentleman's agreement. Back to Nashville for the IndyCar finale 2024. We got
as long as it's the finale.
It is the finale.
Nashville. As long as it is.
That's what they say.
It's already scheduled. It's already scheduled.
Good.
We'll see you there, Rob.
All right.
Okay. So IndyCar is there this weekend. Of course, Road Atlanta for IMSA. Some good stuff this weekend, I think. I mean, I think the Road America IMSA is going to be the palate cleanser, and it's going to be the trusted racing. Obviously, the Nashville Street Circuit has its issues with crashes and cautions, so we'll see what the finale of this iteration of it will bring, but I'm excited for it. I've got some FOMO for the IndyCar, but it's always good to go into a weekend of IndyCar. I'm loving IndyCar more than ever. It's my number one. I mean, there's just no question about it.
It's a big race weekend.
Yeah, it just doesn't matter. F1,
What?
I'm done with F1. I mean, I'm not done with it. I mean, that's a little extreme.
It seems a little stale now.
It's just...
Well, it is. It's just...
Yeah.
It was like watching someone fight their dad over and over. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a six-year-old fighting his 40-year-old dad.
Yeah.
And he's not even trying, but he's also beating the shit out of him every time.
Yeah.
And eventually, like, that's only fun to watch a few times.
Yeah. I mean, the IndyCar Championship's pretty much zipped. For Pelot, I understand that, but...
Well, this might be the first time in how many, like 17, 18 seasons in a row that it doesn't come down to the final race.
True. That's pretty...
Like, he might lock it up before, but...
He's running away with it, but, I mean, I can still get into each individual race just as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because still, like, his thing, he can... It's the kind of thing where, like I said, he doesn't have to win races necessarily
He's
getting finishes now, right?
Yeah, like we still have. The biggest storyline to me is still when will Romain Grosjean get a win? Or will he mess it up again?
I'd be lying if I said a part of the reason I'm tuning in every week is Romain.
Will he piss somebody off?
Exactly. And it's just sometimes he seems like he's on it and he's at the top, near the top, and he's got that pace. And other days, he's just, I guess that's racing.
Because a year ago, we watched him crash into the barriers, I'm pretty sure.
No, fucking Newgarden put him in those barriers.
Okay. For once, it wasn't his fault.
Nah, it was...
I'm just saying that as he settled in IndyCar, I remember that first year of going to several IndyCar races and seeing so many Nurtec ODT jerseys for Grosjean. I don't see half as much hype for Grosjean.
You see a lot of DHL. I see.
I don't think so.
Hey, I got my DHL Grosjean shirt still.
I've got one, but it's too bright, so I don't wear it a lot.
Oh, geez.
It's too bright. You're not
out of all the hundreds of ones
to wear.
Yeah, I need dark. I wear black.
Literally, I've only ever seen Tyler in IndyCar jerseys for the last
I'm wearing year. One right now, as a matter of fact. They're
you
so
wear
comfortable.
One every time.
They're so comfortable.
I only have one.
I catch them all. They're like Pokemon.
No. I have to be loyal. Brand loyal.
But yeah, enough about the Nashville FOMO. I just wanted to reflect on our anniversary of a lot of fun. I mean, I don't know. That's about all there was to that. But I'm excited for this new iteration of it. Maybe we'll get it in iRacing. I don't know.
Think Pat could handle Nashville?
Maybe with...
Can he handle the heat and alcohol and me?
Maybe with a cool shirt. Pat, I mean, we spent the... Patrick, poor Pat's not here to speak for himself, but he was starting to get a little swelly... Just karting, and he wore a helmet for part of that.
Baklava.
Yeah, like we weren't in the sun that much doing the karting in Pittsburgh, and Patrick was getting a little red and, dare I say, a little swelly.
He was retaining water.
Yeah.
I got a guy. It's a guy I golf with. Because that's his nickname is Swelly. And I think that's what I'm going to start calling Pat now. Is Swelly.
I mean, the poor. I mean, he's Irish as hell, I guess, because he cannot take the sun, and it becomes a massive. Great.
Swelly.
Massive meta. Well, waterhead's another term for it, but
Patrick Swelly McGillicuddy.
Yeah, he just name.
Swelly balls.
He can't get in the sun that much, and it becomes an emergency, and it concerned us at Daytona. It's everybody who concern. Listened to that one knows, but
yeah,
no, I don't think he can handle it. Patrick, stay home, wear a burka, whatever you got to do.
Wear a cloth bag.
Yeah.
So what we love you.
What else? Yeah, Patrick, we miss you.
Love you.
Yep.
What's that?
I don't know. What else? Bradley's in love with the BMW GTP.
That's, I am. I just won in the car. One.
I mean, nobody cares what you won. Did in like.
I told you I do.
Yeah, wins Rob cares. Rob's yeah, a bro.
It's not easy to win a sim race, unless, especially like, in GTP. Unless you're like punching way above your like below your weight, but yeah. Like even then, it's like.
Oh no! I was being chased down. I was faster, but there was any mistake would have been it.
So how'd you get in the lead if you weren't the fastest?
I made passes, but the guy behind me was staying. I wasn't pulling away, but he wasn't catching. So as long as I hit my marks and was consistent, I could keep the gap, which I did.
What was the gap?
It was about it ranged based on traffic anywhere from 5 to 10 seconds.
That could get you sweating a little bit.
Oh yeah, because I would hit traffic and it would go down from 10 to like 7.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh buddy, yeah. I'm washed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I love that feeling at the same time though. It's like just one of the great things of racing. It's just like when you that self doubt that creeps in when you see that relative creep you down.
Oh yeah. It gets in your head, so I tried not to look at it.
You're in the lead. You're like I'm Max fucking Verstappen, folks.
Yeah, I looked your relative.
I looked at it, yes, but it would just
where you're learning, where you're gaining and where you're losing.
Well, that too. I would look at that. I look at my lap time really for that, like the delta. Yeah. And I look at it for traffic and things of that nature, but it is I am guilty as anyone else of choking when I'm in front, worried too much about staying ahead.
Do you think you look too much in your mirror or not enough?
A little
forward?
Bit. If someone's right on me, yes.
You can lose your rhythm.
It's so much easier to focus on catching somebody than it is to pull away, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, the carrot and the stick.
Yeah.
I think that's.
Well, you use them as a mark. So, like, if I'm behind somebody or right behind them, I'm using their braking. Lights as a marker for myself,
and then you get
that's true because there's just kind of like a thing where it's like when you're like when I'm hunting someone down, mm-hmm. I'm very less likely to go say really deep into a turn or something. You know what I mean? Like you're always a little early on the brakes, and you're maybe doing a little left and coast, and it's a little more conservative, but you're usually hitting your lines a little better, right? Mm.
And there's nothing like the feeling of when you do get past that person, you're kind of like, oh, shit, I got a break now without, you know.
And Bradley pisses all over himself.
Oh, I do. I lock the tires
up. There's kind of that. But there's also the feeling of like, hey, you got by the person, but like you don't just pull away right away. It's like, oh, shit, now I'm that guy. Yeah.
Now I actually suck.
Yeah, well, there's no better feeling.
I'm not so that good.
Yeah, the high that I chased back even sim racing in 2004, 2005 when we started in ovals. The high that I chase constantly is just that feeling of knowing I got him, that I'm behind him and I know I'm faster and I'm just going to put the moves on.
Mind punting people, man.
Yes. There's just when you know it's you're just there a sitting duck and you've got the speed, there's no better feeling. It's what I imagine it is to shoot heroin, but in sim racing, that needle goes in, the pupils get wide and I make
it's like
the pass.
Requiem for a dream.
I know.
There you go.
I get him.
We were all together because Rob, you were getting pissed. It was the spot 24. I want to say, guys that come up behind that close a gap on another car and they get on the comms and say, hey bud, like very
like
condescending.
I'm faster than
I just closed the gap of 5 seconds in like 10 minutes. You want to let me by?
You got to seal the deal there,
down.
Bud.
Well, it's just like it's there is something to like I don't want to say that I don't get that because. It technically, if you're being smart and someone is way clearly faster than you, it's gonna be faster for both
fuck
of you not to. Like that's not your race. And said you see it in F1 all the time. That's a part of the thing I hate about F1. Cars that clearly know they're in no competition with each other and they just pretend like they're not racing each other. Mm. That's stupid.
Well, you were getting still salt. You were getting.
Oh, I was no exactly. I was getting. That's what I'm saying. Like especially in a sim race where like everyone's in pretty equal footing for the most part. It's like pass them. Like if it's four position, pass them.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're not entitled to go by anybody else because you think you're faster. Because that's one thing I think a lot of people assume, like, you know, a lot of guys, sim racing is pretty common to be so pretty self-deprecating on yourself and your skill level.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I think, would realize that they're a lot faster when they, if they just forced other people to pass them, and realize that those people will make a lot more mistakes and crash and just simply not be able to do it if you just simply force them to do it.
Yeah, that's a good tactic to go by, is that you can certainly, it goes both ways. Force them to pass you, or pressure them from behind if you're a little faster. And again, that's the mind punt principle that we talk about.
Yep.
Is
because you're more apt to make errors.
Like don't be scared. That's the moral of it. Is don't just go for a Sunday drive unless you really, really need to baby that safety rating on iRacing. Don't go for a Sunday drive. Get in there.
Yeah, like you're not time trialing with other people, right? Like it's that's what people with that mindset who are saying "let me by" are essentially treating it like we're both time trialing here, and I should be in front of you.
Like there's another.
It's a lot harder to be fast and race around other cars.
Yeah, that's like completely discounting and throwing out the art of racecraft and racing and passing and setting it up.
Yep,
like
exactly.
It's not a mass time trial. I agree. Yeah, that's a great point.
So yeah. I think a lot of people, like I said, you know, a lot of people who I know myself found a lot, myself getting a lot more better results in iRacing the day that I told myself, like, I'm just going to battle for, even if it's like a P10, like just fight for it. You know what I mean? And then every other time we fight, even when it's more meaningful, it's that much easier.
Yeah. You might be super fast trying to chase someone down or hot lapping or whatnot. But when you're right off somebody's bumper, what do you got?
Yeah. You'd be surprised how many people bail out because they just simply want to finish the race.
Yeah.
You don't have to be aggressive or drive like an asshole. You can drive completely within normal etiquette, and just other people simply aren't willing to do it.
Yeah.
And they don't get forced to.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to look at it. It just occurred to me that we had that conversation and heard that, because somebody was doing that in our particular spot 24 split, and it was driving Rob nuts.
not a fan.
Yeah, Rob actually said something on the voice chat, which he doesn't always do.
I remember that.
It's like, why don't you just pass him? Don't just talk. Don't look at it. Eat it. Oh, boy. Well, how about we take a break, come back and talk a little bit. I know we talked about it last week a bit, but the charity race special event for iRacing occurred, and they showed actual video of rain. Oh, shit. So let's maybe talk about that for... Yeah.
I missed all of
this. That's why a lot of things. He literally posted it in the pregame.
Yeah.
Come on, Bradley. Get your shit together.
Bro, during the break, Bradley's going to watch the actual video for the first ever video released of the in-progress rain on iRacing. We'll talk about it for a second. I know
it's like the coming of Christ.
But it is out there, and there's some video, and it's interesting. So we'll touch on that a bit. And just keep it loose here with Rob and Bradley and Tyler on ITA. Patrick, we miss you, honey.
Oh, Jesus. That was the most awkward thing I've ever heard in my life. please take us to break.
I will. We'll be right back after these words.
Oh, my God.
Don't go anywhere. More Into the Apex is coming up.
Tired of getting caught up in the mayhem of turn one? So are we. Although we can't protect you from disasters in iRacing, we can protect you and your family from mayhem on the road or at home. The Allstate Javicki Agency proudly protects families in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Give John a call today at 412-561-6239. Mention Mad Sim Racing or Into the Apex when calling to receive a gift card with a qualified quote. No purchase necessary. Into the Apex is going back on the road in 2023, and it's all brought to you by our friends at Pro Kart Concepts. Pro Kart Concepts provides top-tier carts, parts, and consumables to the tri-state area and support based out of the Pittsburgh International Raceway. If there's anyone that can get you set in the world of karting, it's Eric and Dan with PKC. Visit ProKartConcepts.com for more information. This episode is brought to you by the racing fans at Great Hire HR. Whether you're hiring one employee or 100, Great Hire will let you keep doing what is important, running your business. For more information, visit greathirehr.com. You've just achieved your greatest accomplishment as a sim racer. Now what? Don't let it become just another stat you never see. Alien Awards is a service run by and for sim racers, creating clearly printed plaques on solid surfaces, something you can display proudly to mark a major victory and show off your team and sponsors. Whether you're an individual driver looking to create a memory or a league owner looking to take your season to the next level, Alien Awards can help. These are quality awards I know because I've won one. There are no setup or design fees, and shipping in the U.S. is free. Take your sim racing career to new heights. Visit alienawards.net. That's alienawards.net. This episode of Into the Apex is brought to you by our partners at TrackRacer. Since 2008, TrackRacer has been designing and pioneering best value, high-end gaming platforms and accessories. TrackRacer products are made from the highest quality materials that offer unsurpassed durability. TrackRacer is supported by recognizable names such as Haley Deegan, Ross Chastain, Alex Pillow, and Alpine F1 Team. Check them out through the link on our website, IntoTheApex.com, and support the show.
This is Into the Apex Motorsport Podcast Network.
Until now, I've been kind of scared and nervous about rain on iRacing. Even as recent as last couple weeks, we've talked about it. It's worried me a bit for several reasons. I don't know why I didn't expect it or predict it, but obviously the MS charity event on iRacing, which occurred just last night, has so far brought us a lot of sneak previews and little treats in the name of a good cause. And we got some images of rain, I think, was it last year? And it's been kind of a annual event where we get big updates about that and other things. And last night we got the first video footage of iRacing wet, obviously hedged with placeholder visual effects. But nevertheless, it gives you a little taste of rain. One of the notable things I think we could see were the Porsche Cup cars at Daytona going into turn one at Daytona Road Course. And we were just talking as we were kind of digesting this a little bit off air on the break. Rob Uke even commented that this is probably the last year and probably need to prepare for a very unique Daytona 24 hours come January.
Well, you can't just see this being like just some random feature update in the middle of a season or something like that. It's like season one is always the big one. It's like the big build of the year. So that would have to be it. And it always comes right before Daytona or comes right around Christmas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I guess it's going to be like a Christmas present. But yeah, I would say Daytona is probably going to be the first one.
The first major event, because the Daytona, serious Daytona sim racers for iRacing start prepping in November. But how do you really prep now with something like this? I don't even think it's possible.
You just still turn
but
laps.
But that's just the thing. And that's what I'm kind of worried about in some ways, too. Like, I hope it's not like a guarantee that just because rain exists that you're going to get rain, you know what I mean, on that first Daytona.
I mean, I think you're onto it because...
Will it be random?
Yeah. I have more questions about it.
Do you want it to be random or would you rather be a live service?
What do you mean?
True. Like if it's raining
at the track, it's raining. Yes. We've talked about this before.
I want that.
That's what we want, right? Like, I don't a randomness. I don't want to just get into it and be like, you know, think about when we do Daytona, we could have 12 splits and we could have 12 entries. Like, we get a lot of teams enter for that.
So if you
just imagine, you know, a third of them got a dry track or a third of them got a wet one. It was just completely random.
It's like, too random.
And that was the thing that ended your race.
I agree. I hope that's not the way they go. I hope that's not how it ends up, because I wouldn't like that type of randomness. True to the term. But in the video that was played on the stream, look on iRacing's Twitter or X or whatever or social media. You'll find it if you look for it. iRacing Ring.
No, call it X. Look on their X.
Yeah, look on their X. Look on their.
It's not even dirtier. It's just stupid. Yeah,
I know.
That's an idiot.
Yeah,
but that's what it's called.
But if you watch the clip, there's commentary over it, and they discuss that you can well, in the time lapse video they show, it's basically a time lapse of a dark cloud coming in because they're updating the entire weather system. So when you're on the virtual track, you watch the rain cloud approach. But he says something, and I don't have it typed out, quoted, but he talks about different dynamics and watching weather and kind of being able to predict when to come pit and this and that. I would think that it's not going to be that strategy, and that dynamic is not going to be solely based on in sim looking at the virtual sky, dark clouds coming in. I would hope there's a radar aspect either that they offer through the service or no, that you can look at your actual just Google radar for that track, which is what I think we all agree that we want.
Yeah.
Google the actual live radar on your tablet or laptop, and you have a command post, and I'm just getting excited thinking about
it. That's the way it should be done, but it's not going to be the way that I think you might be reading just a little too much into what he said there, because I think he was trying to incorporate, because he was talking about a lot there, and I think he's trying to get into more of the general statement, because he was also talking about drivers having to look and find drying lines and stuff. So there's always like, you'll see like F1 lately, a lot of the times with qualifying, they're having a lot of rain, but they're wet to dry conditions through it. So there's always that weird changeover point when the slicks become fastest. Right.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of thing, I think, is what he was trying to, that's what I took it as.
Yeah. That's the same here. You think? He was trying to say the track will dynamically dry based on the line all the cars are taking. And then you have to,
and the moisture in the air. And all that stuff, the weather system.
Evaporation. So
but you're right, too. We will have to make some judgment calls. Like, there's some dark clouds coming in. Like, you got to anticipate rain.
Yeah, there's going to be two sides of the tires. When do you go to rain tires, and when do you come off rain tires?
Exactly, right?
Well, that's the epitome of rain racing, Tyler.
But strategy, how do you know when to go on it? Are you going to, I mean, do you? That's the interesting thing.
Yeah, it's going
to
add extra. What
about things like Nürburgring, Le Mans, Spa? Are we going to get wet track, dry track, where it's wet in one
track,
not in the other?
They said that's what we'll get. Well, yeah,
that's going to be wild, right? Imagine having to have like a small spot to go through on slicks, just because so much of the track is dry. But it's like you have to go through that wet spot on slicks because it's actually going through it slower is the faster way to get around the track.
If you can have the computing and power to make it work for you individually, which is my greatest stress. I mean, it's going to be a massive change. It's going to be a whole new skill for the fast people among us on road courses to try to
figure
out. Stitching
in my crotch is so tight.
I know. People that were fast might become slow. People that were slow might become fast. It's pure chaos.
Who's going to be the Rainmeisters, right?
Yeah. Like, that's the beauty of it. I'm very excited for that. I mean, I feel like it's a strategy.
That's where all the slow guys are going to have the day, where they're just going to drive normal
speed. Slow anyway.
Just going to be cruising around on their normal speed on their normal slow speed on dry is going to be on the limit in the wet.
Yeah, the nervous drivers among us are going to be in their element, because they're going to be flat out for once in their sim racing careers. I'm like, dude, you're going so fast. You're really pushing it to the limit. I'm just doing what I always do.
Yeah,
pussyfooting around. Quiet.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I mean, I don't think you're wrong. I think that the timing of the release, it's been so long. They're giving us actual video now, but I mean, they've got to be close. We've talked about it so periodically, and we've gotten these teases. And I don't want to get caught up in just having some video, but surely give it another 5-6 months. Christmas, first of the year, Daytona. I mean, having rain like dropped suddenly without announcement in the Daytona was like a meme, because I think some file was in the download that said rain or something. And then they had the phantom windshield wiper swipes.
Which still happens.
And it became a conspiracy theory going into Daytona this last year that there might be rain like suddenly. And obviously that's insane. But it was a meme. I don't think
they weren't going to tell anyone. Also, it was just going to start raining.
It was just going to start raining. Like, that's hilarious. So, it's like it's April Fool's. Like, no, it's the biggest event they do all year.
Download an update.
Yeah, they would never do that.
They would sell it as much as they've been working on it.
Yeah, I would think it's not at all a meme going into this next Daytona. No. And that's significant because, I mean, we've been talking about it. I think you have the GTPs, you have a couple GTPs to choose from. Hell, we may even have the Porsche or something by the time Daytona approaches. You got to choose your car for Daytona now, don't you think?
No.
No. Why?
Bradley, there could be. I mean, I choose the BMW.
Bradley, you were on the page with me.
I'm on the page.
Yeah, you guys are all on GTP4. It's sad that I kind of want a GT3 if, but. I know you guys don't watch, but I won't. I
never
seen GTP. I agree.
I enjoy the faster cars on that track because I think GT3 would bore me to death on the straight.
I think there's a craft to being able to navigate the faster cars on that track.
As a GT3?
As a GT3 and not lose speed.
I enjoy the prototypes there.
Are you retiring your prototype career at
Daytona? Oh, no. We'll race prototype. I'm just saying.
BMW prototype.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you guys want.
Thanks, is that really your mindset?
Oh, yeah.
Rob's the easy
You'll do anything.
I like LMP2 more, but...
Yeah. That's what you know.
It's just I love it. At that track, it's so good.
Yeah. I'm trying to expand your horizons, though.
Well, yeah, we will. We're good. We got this.
You want to do a Bandolero? I don't even know what the fuck a Bandolero is.
He wants to do a Formula V.
You never watched Bandolero racing before?
No.
He wants to do a Formula V.
They're just like little tiny stock cars in a sense. Not mini stock, but they're just like these little tiny ugly ass cars. And they're just, I don't know. Kids race them a lot.
I'm sure we're going to get that Garage 56 NASCAR.
Why would we get that? What would you race? Where would you race that?
In its own solo series.
Do you think you're going to get that?
No,
I don't think we will.
I think iRacing is going to happen.
No, I don't think. It's a waste of content.
You're a waste of content.
It's going to go the way of the Porsche Mission R.
No.
Yes.
No fucking yes. way. That's
Who would shit. Race a NASCAR when they have the NASCAR? Just because it has lights. Why would you race it?
So I was actually on the road today. On the road, the streets.
Oh, were you?
Imagine that. In a personal car.
I
came to a four-way intersection.
Did you know?
With a blue Chevy what? Camaro.
Okay.
And I looked at that, and I immediately thought of the Garage 56 Le Mans car.
I thought there was going to be like something more to the story. Like he
race on Sunday, like he sell winked on at Monday. You and race said, I'm on a big Sunday, fan. Sell on Monday. It was beautiful, and that car,
it's still a stock car.
That headlighted NASCAR that raced at Le Mans really did turn me on to the Chevy Camaro. I could get behind it. Race on Sunday, sell on Monday. You don't have to even win. Just show up and not even be scored.
Oh, yeah. You don't sell the steak. You sell the sizzle.
I think it's a hot-looking car.
I mean, it is.
I would like it on iRacing. Bradley, I think you're ignorant.
I would like the Camaro GT4.
Maybe.
Along with the
Bradley,
Ford.
I think you're ignorant.
Didn't he say that in that little video too that they're going to be able to soon increase the amount of unique cars on track?
Yes, hopefully. I believe
they
did.
So with all these optimizations, I mean, who knows how well, like, you mean maybe we're going to get it all someday. Maybe we're going to have like brutal lights.
Now you're making my pants tight, Rob.
Because that's the thing, grain's one thing, but that's the thing. More unique cars on track so you can have more series that are replicating life. That's what I want.
Well, it's not even that.
Brutal life experiences.
Yes. Well, not even that.
The grim specter of death.
Yeah, what millennials want the most, Rob, is options. That's what millennials, people of our generation, we're the generation of the negotiator. We want options. We want choices.
Negotiator.
Yes.
What does that even mean?
Have you never heard that?
No.
No, but we are a bunch of hagglers, aren't we?
Yeah. What do you See, mean? It's right. We were the kids growing up that negotiated with our parents.
Is that
what
right?
we wanted? Yes. The millennials generation.
Me and Bradley.
Whereas now the generation is we want.
Or maybe this is just our shared experience of all growing up half poor.
Well, me and Bradley, when iRacing first came out, me and Bradley were high school, late high school?
Yeah. Early high school. Early 04 or 05.
Our parents paid for our iRacing when it first came out. Yeah. That's how far we've come.
When it was very basic.
Yeah, now we're
Pontiac
30,
Solstice at
30 something
Park.
Guys.
Why do you even have to say the age?
Because we're the same exact age, Rosh. All of us.
I know.
You, us, you, Pat. We're
all going to have midlife crisis at the same time.
Rob said something recently in our privately to the four of us. He's, what did you say the other day? Peter Pan complex?
I have a Peter Pan complex.
I Googled that and I don't like that. I looked it up and I'm like,
What is it, a Michael Jackson complex?
No, I don't. I Googled Peter Pan complex because I'd never heard of it, Rob, when you said it. And
I heard of it on Seinfeld, but I just kind of pieced it together what it actually
have
is.
Have you ever Googled it?
You never want to grow
Tyler,
old.
Have Rob? You ever,
no, Rob.
Rob? It's not that innocuous.
No. Rob?
Well, in terms of Seinfeld, it is, yes. So,
Tyler, I don't know Rob Seinfeld. Me. Rob, Tyler thinks a Peter Pan is a wash basin for his penis.
Bradley, That's lowbrow. You're better than that. That's lowbrow.
That's pretty good.
So,
that's the upper echelon of lowbrow.
I feel like it. I mean, I hope it doesn't relate to sim racing, especially after the very intense episode that I did last week. I feel like I'd
gotta go a little goofy.
I feel like that if I brought up Peter Pan syndrome to a certain someone, that I would be
Peter Pan syndrome's different. I said I had Peter Pan complex, and that means syndrome. Like I said, that's just like they said, Peter Pan never wanted to grow old, and that's what I'm like. Like I'm a big kid.
So it's not more complex.
Michael Jackson had
Peter I don't have a syndrome.
Yeah, syndrome makes it sound so much worse.
Exactly. Wow. People don't even know. People are going to be Googling shit and assuming stuff. And it's like,
oh, I've already got it pulled up. Do you want
this
to hear
is what Michael
no, I know. I can put it together.
Well, maybe people want to hear it. So I'm going to read it. Well, Bradley doesn't.
I'm assuming that someone who likes to be around the company of children.
Like Michael Jackson. I've been saying Michael Jackson the whole fucking time.
That's not at all what it is.
That is what he had.
That's not
have
at all.
Have you never watched
Okay, just Finding tell us Neverland. What it is then. Yeah. Just say what it is.
So Medical News Today, if that tells you anything, it's not pedophilia, so calm down. It is...
racing podcast, folks.
Yeah. Peter, well, if I mean, it's been called a game to me recently.
Yeah.
Peter Pan syndrome is not a formal diagnosis and does not have a recognition by the CDC or the DSM-5, but it describes people who have difficulty growing up. Is that a sim racer? Is that you, Rob?
What difficulty? I'm growing up just fine. I'm pretty well adjusted.
It says they may find it hard to manage typical adult responsibilities, such as keeping a job and maintaining healthy relationships. Is that you?
Yeah, I'm married. I'm fucking married. Been
after how many years?
10 years. Have a house and a career. I'm pretty sure I'm not fucking having any syndrome. That
well, maybe after 10 years you're cured.
Just a big fucking kid who can just. I'm fundamentally unserious at times.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. Traits and characteristics. Just to go down that rabbit hole. Difficulty with responsibilities and commitment. Is that you?
No.
Issues with work and career interests.
No.
Being vain and self-centered.
No.
Fear of loneliness.
No.
Difficulty controlling impulsive behavior.
Ooh.
Oh.
No. Ooh. I'm actually pretty reasonable. No, I'm like, I think things through. Okay, come on. We all have our moments.
Yeah. Reliance on others.
No.
Avoidance of criticism.
No, definitely not. Let me have it. Okay, we're done here. This is literally the opposite of what I am.
Emotional paralysis.
Well, Rob. Nah, it's maybe. Rob. Yeah, I don't want to fucking talk.
It's Rob in Mexico. So you're not basically Rob. We've just come to the conclusion that you're not a Peter Pan.
We're gonna rename
Rob. I just
Rob.
Have a Peter Pan complex.
Rob's new name is Peter Pennywhacker.
So sim racers are not a bunch of Peter Pan syndrome complex.
You guys are just lucky Swelly's not here. He wouldn't let you guys talk to me like this.
If anything, did you guys even listen to last week's episode? You were here.
I listened a bit of it.
I never listen.
What?
Well, I'm usually on it.
He's the least supportive listener.
I was usually I was there. Yeah. You know, like, do you think Taylor Swift's going back and watching all of her concerts that she's doing right now?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, she's not. She just does the next one.
Swelly.
Okay, Rob, comparing himself to
Peter Pan
to Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift and Peter Pan.
Rob has
Swelly.
He has another syndrome.
What's that? Narcissist? Yeah,
narcissist. Rob has a borderline personality.
Apparently, Peter Pans tend to be narcissistic. So maybe you're a Peter Pan.
Michael Jackson, I'm telling you.
Fuck all y'all.
I'm telling you.
That's about all I got, folks.
Oh, boy. You've only done a short amount of time.
The well runneth dry.
Oh, the well is empty.
Man. Well, I wish we were in Nashville this weekend, but this is second best.
Yeah. It's going to be warm
hanging out.
There's a lot of racing to watch on TV.
Yeah. Good racing to watch on TV. Good racing and on iRacing. Good track selection.
Absolutely.
I like the natural track limit American tracks.
Yeah.
Certainly a North American snob on iRacing road racing. There's no question. Fuck Silverstone.
I don't think
I don't even know Silverstone.
I don't know it. Yeah,
man, it's such a good track.
Is it?
I don't mess with it. Brands Hatch would be a favorite, and I saw they were possibly redoing Brands Hatch
on iRacing.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Graphically redoing it, they did Sebring and Road Atlanta.
VIR.
Yeah.
They need
Here's
to redo.
A question: are they going to redo Road Atlanta now that it's been or America now that it's been paved?
I think they should redo Mossport.
Oh, I'm assuming they're already on it.
Yeah.
Mossport.
Road America's been resurfaced.
Well, CTMP needs to be redone.
Yeah, it does.
For sure.
Yeah.
They've done Watkins Glen. They've done VIR. They've done...
Just about everything. You know what I mean? Like, unless it's like, it's since the
Indianapolis of
what we've been doing here, okay. Like pretty much anything that's not in that era probably has to be redone. Yep.
Daytona, yeah. They fattened up those fences, posts,
didn't they?
They made Rob's fence posts a little.
I hope they, I hope they go, they fix the curbing again for this year, too.
It wasn't that bad last year.
It wasn't that bad, but they just have that. I think the sausage curving that they have in place there now is purely just to nerf people's lap times.
I hope so.
And it's not to replicate. They don't really care whether it replicates it or not.
It's a massive conspiracy against you, Rob.
It is.
Like, he's too fast through there. Sausage.
Not me.
Sausage
curb.
Other people.
Other people.
Max Verstappen. Max Benike.
Well. This has been quite fun, just the three of us. I like it, just like old times. We miss you, Swelly. I feel like we've created a monster. Good job, Rob.
Yep, I like it.
Yep, Swelly Stein. If you see him on a...
if you run into Patrick in an open session, please message him. Hey, Swelly.
Swelly Stein. Hey, Swelly Stein. How you?
He's going to come back and have no idea the context of this.
Pasty Patrick Swelly Stein.
Oh my God.
It's the most low-key and
he's
going to
be so pissed.
Okay. He'll just shake his head.
Well, cheers, everybody. Make your Daytona 24 car selections now because it's crucial. You don't have any time to waste.
No, it's not. Tyler's an alarmist.
Any time to waste.
Tyler's an alarmist sim racer.
Get ready.
It's now's the time.
You are.
It's going to rain. There's a lot more shit to worry about.
We know none of this.
So just get that out of the way.
None of this is confirmed.
Get that out of the way.
Evangelical fucking sim racer.
If you don't have a teammate, just cancel the subscription. If you don't have a teammate by now, it's August 4th.
It's all over. It's
you're
over.
Not even, if you don't have a team, you're not even going to race in the race.
What are you even doing, bro?
Yeah, just.
What are you even doing?
Don't bother us out there.
Just go for a walk outside.
No, just have fun.
Go outside and walk. Yeah. Get some sun, unless you're Patrick Swelly Stein.
Have fun, Pat Swelly. It's a good thing they're adding more clouds to iRacing. God damn it. Oh, buddy. Okay, let's stop it there. We'll see you next week. Nothing on the road, so hopefully we'll get the whole crew back in here. We've got a guest book next week from Lamborghini Super Trofeo. We'll just wait till next week.
Okay.
Somebody who went from sim racing to real racing and now races in Super Trofeo. He's at Road America this weekend. He's booked with us next week, and hopefully everything goes well and we get him in here and do a little good conversation and get hopefully everybody Pat Swelly Stein as well in here. So enjoy the sim racing this week on iRacing. Enjoy the IndyCar, the IMSA, the NASCAR. No F1. That's fine. Not going to miss it.
Perfect.
Yep. All is well. We'll see you next week. It's been Into the Apex.
You've been listening to Into the Apex.
From Mad Sim Racing Media.
Check out the show's upcoming road trips and join the community at IntoTheApex.com.